Today we're building a classic jungle drum and bass foundation in Ableton Live 12, using a funky drummer style break and a dub siren to give the track that old school tension and movement. This is a beginner lesson, so we're keeping the workflow simple, but the result will still feel properly authentic and energetic. What you're going to learn here is really important for DNB production: how to chop and shape a breakbeat, how to layer drums so they hit harder, and how to use a siren as an arrangement tool instead of just another sound playing all the time. That's the real vibe here. We want groove, weight, and tension. First, set your tempo. For classic jungle energy, go with 170 BPM. Keep the time signature at 4/4. If you want, you can later push it up to 174 BPM. But 170 is a great starting point because it feels fast without getting too hectic. Now create a few tracks. You'll want one track for your breakbeat or drum rack, one for an optional snare layer, one for the dub siren, and a bass placeholder if you want to plan ahead. You can mute the bass track for now if you're not designing bass yet. For this lesson, the drums and siren are the main focus. Start by loading in a funky drummer style break, or any licensed break sample with that same energy. Punchy kick, snappy snare, ghost notes, and moving hats. Drag the sample into an audio track and turn warp on. Set the warp mode to beats, because that's the best choice for drums. If the break feels loose or drifty, zoom in and line it up so the first solid transient hits cleanly on the grid. You want the break to feel tight, but not robotic. A very important beginner tip here: don't overwarp the break. Jungle sounds great because it has motion and character. If you force every transient too hard, the groove can get stiff or facey. So use just enough warp to keep it in time, then leave the natural feel alone where possible. Now let's chop the break into a drum rack, because this is the easiest way to make it playable in Ableton Live 12. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In the dialog, slice by transients, and let Ableton create a drum rack. This gives you individual pads for each slice, which makes it much easier to reprogram the rhythm. If you want to keep it even simpler, you can drop the sample into Simpler and use Slice mode there. But for this lesson, Slice to New MIDI Track is the fastest beginner-friendly workflow. Once the break is sliced, create a 1-bar MIDI clip and start programming a basic jungle skeleton. Put a snare on beat 2 and beat 4. Put a kick on beat 1. Then add one extra kick or ghost hit somewhere around the end of beat 1 or before beat 3. Fill in a few hat slices or little break fragments to keep the loop moving. The goal isn't to rebuild the whole break from scratch. The goal is to keep the original break's feel while shaping it into a tighter loop that works for DNB. This is where velocity matters. Don't make every hit the same volume. Lower a few ghost notes and hats so the groove breathes. Jungle feels alive because it's slightly imperfect. If everything is identical, the rhythm loses that human push and pull. If you want a little extra swing, you can extract the groove from the original break and apply it lightly to your MIDI clip. Just keep it subtle. Too much swing can make the groove feel lazy, and in DNB we want urgency. Now let's make the break hit harder with some stock Ableton processing. On the drum rack track, try a simple chain-like drum bus, EQ8, saturator, and optionally glue compressor and utility. These are super useful tools for this style. Start with drum bus. A little drive goes a long way, so keep it moderate. You can add a touch of transient for more snap, and use crunch very lightly if you want grit. Be careful with boom at this stage, because you want to leave space for the bass later. Next, use EQ8 to clean things up. If the break sounds muddy, trim some low mids around 250 to 400 Hz. If you want more snare attack, try a gentle boost around 3 to 6 kHz. Also make sure you're not carrying unnecessary sub-energy that will fight the future bass line. Then add saturator to thicken the break. A small amount of drive can make the transients feel tougher and more aggressive. Turn on soft clip if you want a bit more controlled density. If the break still feels a little loose, glue compressor can help tie it together. Use a moderate attack, auto release, and just a couple dB of gain reduction. You don't want to squash the life out of it. You just want the slices to feel like one coherent groove. Next, let's add a dedicated snare layer. In jungle and DNB, the snare needs to really cut through. Even if your break already has a snare, a second layer can help it sound more authoritative. Load a clean acoustic snare, or a tighter jungle snare, onto a separate track. If you want a little extra width, you can blend in a clap very quietly. Put the snare layer on beat 2 and beat 4, matching the main break. If you want, add a very quiet ghost snare just before beat 4 for a bit of movement. Then process that snare with EQ8, saturator, and maybe a little short reverb. High pass the low end, Add presence around 2 to 5 kHz and keep any reverb very subtle. The snare should stay punchy, not wash out. Now for the fun part. The dub siren. This is your tension tool. In jungle and dubwise DNB, the siren should feel like a signal or warning, not a constant melody. That's a really common beginner mistake, so keep this element sparse and intentional. For the synth, use something simple like analog, wavetable, or operator. Analog is a great beginner choice. Start with oscillator 1 on a saw wave, and oscillator 2 on a square saw wave at a lower level. Use a low-pass filter with some resonance, and set the amp envelope so the sound has a quick attack and a short to moderate decay. Add a little LFO movement if you want the siren to wobble or pulse. A good starting point is a cutoff somewhere around 1 to 3 kHz, with moderate resonance. You can sync the LFO to half notes, quarter notes, or even a whole bar, if you want a slow-moving siren. If you want the classic dub flavor, make sure the sound has some pitch motion too, just enough to feel expressive. Then add a simple effect chain like auto filter, echo, reverb, saturator, and utility. Use auto filter for motion and sweeps. Use echo with a dotted eighth or quarter note delay if you want space. Keep feedback moderate and filter the repeat so they don't get in the way. Add a little reverb, but not too much, and use utility if you need to narrow the siren or check how it sits in mono. Now program the siren into the arrangement, not as a constant layer. This is where the track starts to feel like a real tune instead of a loop. Use the siren in little moments, maybe once at the end of bar 4, again just before the drop, or as a call and response in the breakdown. You can automate the filter cutoff, delay feedback, reverb send, or even pitch movement to create rising tension. A great arrangement trick is to make every 4 bars change something. Remove a hat, add a fill, open the siren filter, mute a kick, bring in a reverse crash. Those little changes keep the energy moving and stop the loop from feeling static. For a simple 8-bar structure, think like this. Bars 1 and 2 are the intro groove, maybe with a filtered break and a few siren accents. Bars 3 and 4 build tension, bringing in the full break and stronger snare. Bars 5 and 6 are the main drop, where the drums hit hardest and the siren backs off. Bars 7 and 8 add variation, with a small fill or a siren call leading into the next section. If you want the drums to glue together even more, route them into a drum group. On the group, you can add EQ8, glue compressor, and a touch of saturator. Use EQ to clean up any mud, especially around the low mids. Use glue compressor gently for cohesion, and use saturator very lightly for density. Keep the siren on its own track, so you can automate it freely without affecting the drum bus. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't overwarp the break. Don't let the siren get too loud. Don't leave the snare weak. And don't pack every bar with fills. Jungle and DNB need motion, but they also need space. The contrast between busy sections and empty moments is what makes the groove feel powerful. If you want a darker, heavier vibe, think in layers and contrast. Keep the break a little rough. Keep the siren sparse. Check the low mids early, because breaks can get cloudy fast once you add effects. And if you really want more grit, try resampling the drums with effects on them, then chopping that audio again. That's a classic jungle workflow and it can create some seriously raw textures. Here's a good practice exercise. Build a 16-bar drum and siren arrangement using one break, one snare layer, and one siren patch. Add at least 3 automation moves. Make a change every 4 bars. Start with a filtered intro, move into a full groove, then pull something out and bring the energy back in the last section. If you want an extra challenge, resample the drum bus and chop one you fill from the rendered audio. So to recap, slice your break into a drum rack, shape it with drum bus, EQ, saturator, and glue compressor, layer a snare for impact, and use a dub siren as a tension accent rather than a constant lead. Keep the groove slightly imperfect, leave room for the bass, and make small arrangement changes every few bars. That's the foundation of a rolling jungle dubwise DNB track. And once you understand this workflow, you can build a lot of different tracks from the same core idea. If you want, the next step could be the bass lesson, where we build a reese under this groove and start turning the loop into a full tune.